Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical, mystical podcast to enter into the feeling, the experience that you have already arrived at your destination right now. In order to experience the highest life, the most wonderful life, the wonderful feeling states that we love, one of the most important things is to experience what we want from the future, looking backwards into the past. So we're going to be diving into this today, because the thing that people do that doesn't work, right? Why does a manifestation often fail miserably? The main reason is that we are looking to what we want from where we are unhappy, right? So if I'm sitting here thinking, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I had this, this, and this? So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm in lack, I want something, I haven't got it. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go from here to there, to the future, to the success, to the freedom, to the wealth, to the joy, to the love, whatever it is we want? Then we are living in a state of lack, and we are wanting something we don't have. And so we're reinforcing the idea that we're missing something while we do that. So we might be trying to do all these practices, but we're fundamentally reinforcing the very thing we don't want. The solution to this, which Neville talks about, and I'm sure you know who Neville is, and if you don't, you should read his books, Neville Goddard. He's one of the classic law of attraction manifestation teachers that most people are aware of. And one of his key lessons is to live from the state, to manifest from the state. And I'm going to read you some stories from his book here to give this illustration. Make sure you're nice and comfy. I hope you're doing well, by the way. Just a quick update. You know, I have intended to do these podcasts every week, but I have had so many wonderful things happening. I haven't been able to get around to it, but I really, really love doing these podcasts and talking to you. So thank you for being here. I'm sitting here in Sedona, Arizona. It's just rained. There's snow-capped mountains in the distance that I'm looking at right now. And everything is very deeply blessed. So let's jump into what Neville has to say about living from the state. This is a little excerpt from The Law and the Promise. Enter into the state. Imagination, it seems, will do nothing that we wish until we enter into the image of the wish fulfilled. By the way, where did this name of the podcast come from? Wish Fulfilled. It came from Neville. Thank you, Neville. Got a great, great name. So imagination, it seems, will do nothing that we wish until we enter into the image of the wish fulfilled. The secret of creation is the secret of imagining. First, desiring, and then assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled, until the dream of fancy, the void outside existence, is entered and engulfs itself and becomes a womb, a dwelling place, and a garden fruitful 70-fold. This is a quote from Blake. Note that Blake urges us to enter into these images This entering into the image makes it immerse ourselves and become a womb. By entering a state, you impregnate it and it causes it to create what the union implies. Blake tells us that these images are shadowy to those who dwell not in them, mere possibilities, but to those who enter into them, they seem the only substances. On my way to the West Coast, I stopped in Chicago to spend a day with friends. My host was recovering from a severe illness, and his doctor advised him to move to a one-story house. Acting upon the doctor's advice, he purchased a one-story house suited to his needs, but he was now confronted with the fact that there seemed to be no buyer for his large three-story home. When I arrived, he was very discouraged. In trying to explain the law of conscious imagining to my host and his wife, I told them the story of a very prominent New York woman who had come to see me concerning the rental of her apartment. She maintained a lovely city apartment and a country home, but it was absolutely essential that she rent her apartment if she and her family were to spend the summer at their country home. In previous years, the apartment had been rented without difficulty early in the spring, but at the time she came to me, the summer season sublets were seemingly over. Although the apartment had been in the hands of a good real estate agent, no one had seemed interested in renting it out. I told her what to do in her imagination. She did it, and in less than 24 hours, her apartment was rented. I explained how she, by the constructive use of her imagination, had rented her apartment. At my suggestion, before she went to sleep that night, in her apartment in the city, she imagined she was lying in her bed in the country home. In her imagination, she viewed the world from the country house rather than from the city apartment. She smelled the fresh country air. She made this so real that she actually drifted off to sleep feeling that she was in the country. That was on Thursday night. At 9 o'clock the following Saturday morning, she phoned me from her country home and told me that on Friday night, a highly desirable tenant who met all her requirements not only rented her apartment, but rented it on the one condition that he could move in that very day. I suggested to my friends that they build an imaginal structure as this woman had done, and that was to sleep, imagining they were physically present in their new home, feeling that they had sold their old home. I explained to them the wide difference between thinking of the image of their new house and thinking from the image of their new house. Right? Tune into it. Thinking of the thing we want, or towards the thing we want, rather than from the image of being there. Thinking of it is a confession they are not in it. Thinking from it is proof that they are in it, entering into the image would give substance to the image. The physical occupancy of the new house would follow automatically. I explained that what the world looks like depends entirely on where you are when you make this observation. The soul, being all imagination, must be where he is in imagination. This concept of causation disturbed them for its smacked of magic or superstition, but they promised they would try it. I left that night for California, and the following evening the conductor on the train in which I was traveling handed me a telegram. It read, "House sold midnight last." 1 week later, they wrote and told me that very night I left Chicago, they fell asleep physically in the old house, but mentally in the new, viewing the world from the new home, imagining how things would sound if this were true. They were awakened that very night from their sleep to be told the house was sold. Not until the image is entered, until Eve is known, does the event burst upon the world. The wish fulfilled must be conceived in the imagination of one before the event can evolve out of what Blake calls the void. So let's just pause there and take a moment to tune into what you wish to create. Think of one thing or a situation you'd love to bring forth. And we're going to do a little practice here to go from where you are now, wherever you're physically sitting or standing or driving or whatever you're doing right now. So normally we think, okay, here I am, and I'm looking to or of, thinking of the thing in the future. Let's make that spiritual, mental, emotional shift where you jump into, like a quantum leap, you jump into this future reality and experience from that space. And just notice as you make this quantum leap, this quantum shift, notice how you feel. Notice what is different and better. From your wish fulfilled, that you now enjoy the things, have the things, feel the experiences and the vibrations, the feelings from your future self that is now here. We'll just take a few breaths in that awareness. Letting your body relax, noticing how you feel from this space, even if you just get a glimpse of it. Just breathing that in, resting in that wonderful feeling. And what Neville recommends is to do this before you go to sleep. Before you go to sleep at night, to fall asleep in that awareness. Now, let's be honest, this is quite an art, isn't it? Because we need to project our experience into this new experience of life, this new state of being, this new reality, the future self. And then look back from there. So we have to, in a sense, turn off or detach ourselves from the stimulation and the different inputs of our current life. Right, so you're actually, whatever the date is right now, if you look at your phone, you have to completely cut that off, like that doesn't exist for you, and jump into the future, quantum leap, make that shift, and you're living there, and everything else is in the past. This is such a wonderful thing, and this is the secret. This is why it's a bit of an art doing this, because we normally are either thinking about the past, saying, oh, I shouldn't have done this. Or we're thinking about the present, thinking, oh, it isn't the way I want it to be. Or we're imagining the future from the present. None of that is helping us. None of those things, right? The normal state of consciousness, thinking of the past and regretting it, or having nostalgia, not being happy with the present, or thinking towards the future, of the future. All of that is not helping us at all. What we need to do is go into the future, cancelling the present and the past, and being from the future, looking out and feeling completely fulfilled in the future reality. And by the way, scientists and engineers and architects and creators of all types and lots of various people in the world do this all the time. They're not practicing it. You're going to create a house. Let's say there's an architect coming up with designs for a house. The architect is imagining the future house, wandering around in it, imagining being in different rooms. How does it feel to be inside the house, looking about? That's what it requires to produce architecture, quality architecture. They have to imagine being in the building before there's anything there. It's just a bunch of land. But they can enter into that house in great detail. They're living in this future house. So we need to be able to do that, which we can practice. And live from that state. And remember, this happens in little magic bursts of inspiration. So you might want to do this and you're like, oh, I'm here, I want to be there, I'm not here, there now. But then all of a sudden something flips, something snaps, something shifts. And then there you are for that second. It might just be for 1 second or a split second or a few seconds or maybe a minute. And then you might get distracted and come back to some other thought about something else. And then you go back again. And so I want you to know that this is a very high level practice that is actually a little bit difficult. And I might as well admit that it's a bit difficult, right? Because when we admit that it's a little bit difficult, then we give ourselves credit for the little progress that we make gently, gently, day by day. So if you're thinking, I can't do this, it's too hard, I can only do it for a few seconds, that's totally fine, that's totally normal. I teach meditation teacher training, I teach meditation to people. It's basically meditation what we're doing, it's a type of meditation practice. And it starts with split seconds. And then it gradually builds and builds and builds. So I want you to make sure you put your hand on your heart. Give yourself love and appreciation for all the little seconds that you do these things and you experience it. Don't worry about what you haven't done. Just focus on those magical moments and just see it as a game. That's what I like to do. We're jumping, quantum leap, quantum jumping. You know, there's different people who've done different courses on these things that you can like make a mental jump. And all of a sudden, there you are. Yay! You're in the future. And it's wonderful. We can all do this. So you start with 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Jump into the future. Experience that change in consciousness. It's like playing a movie for yourself. Just like we watch YouTube videos and different movies and you go into the scene of the movie, right? If something wonderful is happening, you feel that. If something terrible is happening, you feel that. You're creating a movie in your mind of the future and then entering into the void, into that experience. And then that creates the transformation that then has an effect on everything around you. And within you. So enjoy this. Just keep this in mind. Living from the wish fulfilled. Living from your wish fulfilled. Second by second, moment by moment. Every single second is blessing you with a change in your feelings and shifting things in your life, your perception of reality, and altering your future. Thank you so much for your lovely presence. I look forward to connecting with you more. And by the way, I'm going to be doing a meditation teacher training. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. I've been doing meditation 25 years. And many, many of my students have asked me how to do it themselves so they can become meditation teachers and help other people. Because this whole manifestation process is a form of meditation. It's one of many types of meditation. And the better you get at different kinds of meditation, because there's literally thousands of different ways of doing meditation, it helps you to enter into these states much more deeply. So if you're interested in this and you're interested in helping others, then stay tuned. I'll share more about that when it's ready. And one of the fascinating things about being a meditation teacher is that your own meditation will significantly improve the more you teach others, because it's like when you put yourself in a position of sharing and teaching, you just go up to a higher level. So that's one of the secret hidden benefits of helping others, is you help yourself tenfold, a hundredfold. Wonderful. So enjoy. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. I look forward to connecting with you in the next session and experience living from your wish fulfilled. Take care and lots of love.